and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Deacon John Kerrigan, chaplain of the Catholic community. It is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
One Sunday a number of years ago, my wife Elizabeth and our three children and I were driving home from the Sunday Mass here at Stanford, and out of the back seat came an observation. "Dad, we don't need to go to Mass on Sunday. We can go straight to Safeway and get the donuts there." Now, this is an example of the pretzel logic that we see among the Pharisees and the scribes in today's gospel passage. They're focused on doing things scrupulously and in a particular order and thinking that that will serve God. It's a little bit like that Zen saying, when the teacher points his finger to the moon, it's the foolish student who focuses on the finger rather than the moon. Actually, I feel a little bit sorry for the Pharisees, because I think they're probably quite devout people. Yet, in today's gospel, they have this tendency to focus on scrupulous observance rather than obedience to God's word and loving the Lord. And in response to the Pharisees' complaints, Jesus hearkens back to Isaiah. You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition. Now, in doing so, Jesus isn't criticizing rules of the law. Recall from Matthew's gospel when Jesus says, "I have not come to reject the law, but to fulfill it." What Jesus is saying, what he's insisting on, is that the greatest ritual service of all is the service of addressing human needs. Laws aren't meant to be ends of themselves. They're a means to an end. Good laws are meant to help those in the community. Laws don't necessarily keep us from doing something. They free us to do better, higher order things. A few months ago at our dinner table, one of my children made the observation, "Wouldn't it be great if one day a week everyone in the world was forced to turn off their cell phones and turn off their computers and just pay attention to each other?" And I responded, "Honey, that's an excellent suggestion. And maybe our family could forge the way. Maybe instead of forcing everybody in the world to turn off their electronics, maybe we could lead by example." "No," was the response. "It has to be everybody." Then I mentioned that there is a tradition where people take one day of the week to at least reduce their reliance on electronics and to focus on their relationships with each other and with the Lord. It's called the Sabbath. Well, the conversation went thud. "There you go again, Dad, always trying to make things religious." Yet, isn't the Sabbath an excellent example of a rule that guides us and helps us? It helps us by obligating us to slow down. On Sundays, we're asked, at least to a degree, to quiet ourselves, to focus on one another, and to live more deeply within the relationship with our Lord. I know personally I need to put a little more Sabbath into my Sunday. I just arrived here a few minutes ago, having gotten a set of new car tires at Costco because the coupon expired today. So you're probably sitting there thinking, he's like one of those hypocrites we just heard about in the gospel. And yet, slowing down helps you and me to be more mindful as we approach the other days and actions and relationships of our week. Today's second reading from the letter of James reconfirms the notion that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. Christian service has as its beginning ritual worship, but it always has its fruition in the service of human need. Human need takes precedence over all. And that's something that the Pharisees forgot in today's story. This past week, we've read heartbreaking stories about migrants who've perished on boats in the Mediterranean Sea and in trucks on their way to their destinations in Europe. They were desperate to leave the chaos and the war and the religious persecution in their homelands. And then, as they were on their way, they were further exploited by smugglers who took from them what little remaining possessions they had. The migrant crisis is very complicated and it doesn't lend itself towards simple solutions, but it is a scandal. And while we want to be focused on the problem and on policymakers and governments finding a solution, all of Hebrew Scripture and all of the Gospel calls us to be attentive to the needs and the suffering of people in the here and now. James writes, "Be doers of the word and not merely hearers." The essence of religion is this: care for widows and orphans in their distress. During these waning days of summer, perhaps you and I can examine the more traditional ways that we think and act and ask ourselves whether they are more human precepts or part of God's will. And after prayer and reflection and asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, perhaps we can consider taking one constructive action in our marriages, our families, with our coworkers or colleagues. Do one good thing for the world, one person at a time. The love of God must be translated into acts of loving kindness toward each other, and especially towards those who are most vulnerable in our world and in our community. Against that, there is no law.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.